I suppose it's to Cork's advantage that it's called a city. The place I'm walking now, it's a city. However, there are some real disadvantages of Cork being called a city. Cities have certain features. They're big, they're impersonal. And if we were to use, what can I remember from my sociology? The different models to indicate the type of community life that you find in a city as opposed to the country, or in a city as opposed to in a small place. I wonder. I remember when I went to London, it was a great, great relief to get into a place where I could be anonymous, where you didn't run into people that you knew all the time, and where you could, in a kind of a way, reinvent yourself. Cities, I love them. But the purpose of this audio is not to wax lyrically about the life of a city, but to think about the other side of it and the disadvantages of Cork being called a city. The first thing that strikes me about it is that it really isn't very big, and that you can very easily turn around in the centre of Cork, in the middle of the most crowded place in Cork, and find yourself standing next to three or four people who you already know. So in that sense, Cork is an intimate place, a small place, a close community. The other side to it is that a lot of people have lived in Cork all their lives. So there are quite a lot of people here who have never left this